This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Catherine Sherrills, our militant grammarian. Please welcome her back to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. How you doing?
Thanks. I'm doing good, Kyle. Good. Well, thanks to cutesy news and social media of late, we now know what word people from Wisconsin have the most trouble spelling. Did you hear this?
No.
Wisconsin. Now, why not Massachusetts?
Well, maybe they don't spell it as much. I don't know.
Or Connecticut?
Yeah.
Or Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Those seem a lot harder to spell than Wisconsin. Wisconsin is spelled like it sounds. Wisconsin.
Right. And this is judged because of their sort of going through what people have put online.
Yeah, Google Trends.
Right.
Google Trends analyzed data from a nationwide spelling searches between January 1st and April 30th. It looked at searches that began how to spell whatever.
Gotcha. I see.
Yeah. Huh. So gray was common. It was most common in Georgia.
G-R-A-Y?
G-R-A-Y. And probably they wanted to know the difference between G-R-A-Y and G-R-E-Y.
Right.
And honestly, I don't know the difference.
One's a color.
Gray, A-Y, yeah.
And gray, E-Y?
To me, it's a color. Greyhound. That's my color. I don't know. I'm sure the AP style book has something to say about it, but I haven't looked it up. Liar is common in Rhode Island.
How to spell liar? Like
liar.
One who fibs?
Yeah.
L-I-A-R?
Yeah. I mean, maybe people think it's L-I-E-R.
It could have something to do with accents, too.
Yeah.
You know how, I mean, I can't tell you what a Rhode Island accent sounds like, but it's probably Northeastern, so maybe that's part of the confusion.
Could be. Those were the shortest queries, and while Disney's fictional supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I will not ask you to spell that,
good,
was the longest, sought most often in Connecticut and West Virginia.
Huh.
Beautiful appeared most often on the list. I remember having to really work to learn to spell that many years ago. And five states searched for that word. California, Kentucky, Minnesota, New York, and Ohio. All right, Kyle, let's see if you can spell better.
This is going south in a hurry.
Than the majority of people in several states.
I cannot.
First, your own state, Arkansas. We, along with South Carolina, searched Google for the correct spelling of Chihuahua.
Well, I'm sure I was leading the charge in that how to spell. C-H-I-U-A-H-U-A?
You almost got it. The last two syllables are identical. Hua hua.
Hua hua.
Chihua hua, right?
Right. There's an old WKRP line. Les Nessman calls the dog Chihua hua. Yeah.
And you remember, what is that? You'll know that. What's a portmanteau?
A portmanteau is a combination of two words to make one new word.
Yes, that was it. Gargantua. We talked about that when we talked about portmanteau. All right. Now, what I wonder is why so many Arkansasers need to write about Chihuahuas, but, whatever. All right. Alabama, Maine, Michigan, and Washington wanted to know how to spell pneumonia. Can you?
It's coming out that I'm a horrible speller. My wife could have told you this, but now...
Well, the real trick here is what does it start with?
Well, it starts with a P.
Yeah.
P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A?
You got it.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
Hot damn. Look at that. All right.
Indiana and Delaware have problems with hallelujah.
These all make sense to me. Wisconsin, I don't get. I've gotten these.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. H-A-L-L-E-J-U-A-H.
All right, but you left out the middle syllable. Hallelujah.
H-A-L-L.
Hallie.
Hallie.
Lou.
L-U.
Yeah.
J-A-H.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
It really is a lot. You should be writing these down. It really is a lot harder to spell
like
in the air.
Yeah.
Florida has an I before E problem. How do you spell receipt?
R-E-C-E-I-P-T?
Yes. Yeah. Got it. So people who can spell Massachusetts ought to be able to spell license. It's a tough one.
L, yeah. I am going to write that. L-I-C-E-N-S-E-E. Okay.
No final C.
No, L-I-C-E-N-S-E.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The way that I remember this is to remember the gerund, which is licensing, mm-hmm. because it ends with sing.
Ah.
And so I license sing.
Ah.
And then I can spell the base word as well. Missouri proclaims, show me. Mm-hmm. Kyle, show me you can spell maintenance.
M-A-I-N-T-E-N-E-N-C-E. No. A-N-C-E.
There you go. A-N-C-E. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. All right. And here are a couple that I would have to look up just to be sure. Louisiana doesn't know how to spell giraffe.
Well, they don't have many, so that makes sense. G-I-R-A-F-F-E.
That's it.
Okay.
And no commentary needed for New Hampshire's problem word, diarrhea.
There's an H in there.
Yeah.
I know that. D-I-A-H-E-R-R-I-A?
Not even close.
All right. Well, that's why spell check was invented.
Yeah. D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
Yeah. Wouldn't have got that.
To me, the most surprising search for word was from Mississippi. You'd think anyone who could spell the name of that state all of those double letters would be able to spell this word, nanny.
Nanny?
How? I mean, I guess you could spell it with an I-E, but other than that, why? How could you possibly misspell that word?
Oh, insert Mississippi joke here, but anyway.
Well, and also, why do Mississippians need to use that word so often?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right.
Thank you for struggling through that
yes,
with me.
Our militant grammarian is Catherine Sherrills.